So, now we get into the real heavy stuff. Discussion session. Discovery, understanding, and application. What would you like to discuss today? Just Jai Dwaita Maharaj's class or the last 3-day classes?
I think today's class is most fresh in the memory of all the participants, all the devotees.
So we can discuss his class today. I remember what it was, right? Sarvadharma Pratyaja. Mata Paratya Nanyat. Just seeing if you're awake there. Okay. So, discovery, understanding, and application. Oof, it's after all that kirtan. We went through this before. Maharaj is already very expert. First thing is discovery. How many have done this before, one of these discussions? Just a few people have done. There's a reason behind this madness. It might seem, well, this is too structured, people just... The reason discovery and understanding is based upon whatever the subject is that you're going to discuss. Could be a class that somebody had given. Could be that in one group they passed the scripture on, everyone read a paragraph and covered about 3-4 pages and they discussed that. So discovery is to discover, is an understanding is over whatever you're discussing. In Oman for the centennial, they're playing Prabhupada Acharya series tape for 20 minutes and they're discussing that. It's very interesting. The reason why the first two things are on that subject matter is it's like, you make a line by it, it connects two points. It gives you the direction. And after, when you discuss application, then it more or less stays to the point. If you just open up, let's discuss. He wants to discuss roses, and she wants to discuss grapefruits, and he wants to discuss Mercedes cars. And then nobody, and so it's like total chaos. So this makes it focused on the point. It avoids Mayavadi and this and that, so many other things, because you are discussing a point that we read from Prabhupada's books. So the first thing is discovery, which is you discover what were the most important, memorable points spoken. And remember, your leaders, your intern, has now already been intern for 3 months. So it's, you wonder, and this, I just got information today that the Madras had 12 groups and they doubled, they have 25 now. And Kunteya Das, editor of the magazine here, he's so fired up that he's going down to Madras to check it out and bathe in the nectar there. This magazine. We also have the new one here. Anyway, so bhakti branches are growing like anything. I'm even just amazed. 25 groups in 6 months. It's overwhelming. So, anyway, so you want, so because this group is going to expand very quickly, you have to make sure your leader is trained up, a trainee leader. So you want to share, now it's like 50-50. You do half, he does half, you kind of share the, make sure that he knows to do the things. So what were the most memorable, important points? Well, you're going to ask around, the people can volunteer from your group. These things should be noted down. You should have a good scribe to note down. Discovery and application, we note down. You don't have to write down understanding. Hare Krishna. Okay, discover and note 3-4 keynote points. You want to find 3-4 keynote points. Okay, the thing is, this should be stated in a simple, timeless principle. Do you know what a principle is? It's just like someone may say, I like the story about Ajamil when he was calling his son Narayan or something. You can't see, that's not a timeless principle. You have to get out from that. What's the principle? He chanted the name of God at end of life or something. Or if you name your son the name of God, then you're going to chant it. So naming your son or child a name of God can help you to get liberation. That's the principle. You have to bring it down to a principle. So that's what your task is now. This is called discovery. The purpose of this is to stimulate your memory and thought. Any question on this? Okay, normally this, you probably give yourself about 10 minutes, but because you're all Maharatis here, we'll just give you, how much you need? 5, 3-4 points and 5. This is easy. Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
So, what were the most important points discussed in this morning's lecture? Please tell us.
Equalizing them with some audition in the same level.
What?
To make equal in the same level demigods and Krishna and all kinds of things. To put them in the same level.
That's young.
This was the presentation of...
I don't remember that, but anyone else?
There's nothing beyond Krishna.
There's nothing beyond Krishna.
This is dancer.
Mm-hmm. Nothing beyond Krishna.
The lady in the letter was setting herself up as speaker of Bhagavad Gita. The lady who wrote the letter was setting herself up as a speaker.
You remember that? Yes. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
The lady who is a Hindu, some leader in some university, she wrote a letter saying that Krishna and all the demigods are the same level. Because Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita, who will worship the demigods, that is also a worship of Krishna.
Krishna, that's what our Mahindra said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one is equal to him or higher than he is.
You can also discuss, you can also bring in, of course, any of the philosophy that we discussed in this program about the cell program. You can also bring, like, Prabhupada's quote that we showed about that. I think we can allow for this purpose.
I would say we are no compromise movement. That was the point. Actually, I shouldn't say yes. What is our trainee, servant trainee, thinking?
About the class this morning? I don't know, I think you should say,
then state a simple and timeless principle.
Loyalty?
Yeah.
To parampara.
Loyalty to parampara.
Or faithfulness to us presenting
as
it is. Yeah. That means also compromise. This is the technique my Guru Maharaj is chopping.
Yeah.
So I'm also
Any other time?
I didn't hear what you said, but another point came up, which was stated about Druta Karma, that it's sometimes very good with challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So although that was not the point of the class, that was the point given later, that it's very important with challenging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Challenging false views.
Yeah.
Challenging false views. Do we have another timeless principle?
Making friendship and attacking side.
Sometimes Prabhupada made friendship with others. But is that really a principle? That's more what he did, yeah. I think if you tell the truth, there will be some people who will be very attractive and others will just become disturbed. That was the principle. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Within challenging meaning.
Yeah. Okay.
Challenging truth.
Yeah. Anyone else? You have not said anything, my dear senior man, senior preacher? You're thinking of Mridanga, of the Krishna Gatha, of the... Another thing, we can actually... The lecture is also clear, but maybe we should talk a little bit about the cell group here. The Bhakti branch. What were the most important points up to now? I think that's a very interesting question.
But it is necessary to do if we want to expand the movement.
Yeah.
If we want really to come to people, then we have to do it on that, on this way.
That's a very good point. It's very necessary. Just if we want to spread the movement and come to people.
It comes to people.
Yeah. Other things which are... Yes.
Learners are preachers and preachers are learners. That the preacher is viewed as also learning from his senior preacher and his senior preacher from his...
Yeah, that everyone is training everyone.
Everybody is training everybody.
Each one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Each one teach one.
Each one teach one.
Yeah.
Each one teach one.
Very good. That is an important thing. I think there were three points also which he made. We should nourish people's life. We should cultivate a seva attitude, a service attitude. And we should inspire them to propagate Krishna consciousness. I like that very much.
Cultivate.
Yeah. Nourish, cultivate, and propagate. Yeah. Anything other point which you found very nice in the seminar?
Well, groups. Actually, I'm wondering what about the gurus of so many people of the Madhubas so quickly? That's my question.
You have a question. What about the gurus?
Yeah, there are so many people come so quickly. Who leads it so much? Take care of Swetu.
That's a discovery. That's very important. Now, if we would cut him off and say, this has nothing to do with our discussion, that would be very bad. We would lose him. So we have to, this is a very interesting question. What with so many gurus?
But yeah. Krishna is taking care of everyone. So then they be taken care of. God is
in
time, but
there is. Yeah. Here's another. Good. Braj Bhakti Vilas, what is in your mind?
See, there's a little bit of confusion here because it's one of the most important points spoken, discovered, not preferred, then stayed in time. Some people are doing like this, first finding the points and then going back and stating them in principle. But you do it's like each point is like 1, 2, 3. You find the point and then you state it in a timeless principle. Then you find the next point, state it in timeless principle. Not that you had to find 3 points and then go back. When you're discussing that point, you put it as a time. This is just all one for each point. Put it as a timeless principle.
And in the actual meeting, you don't note anything down, right? Or do you?
No, you're not.
Also in the actual meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, okay.
So everybody's ready? Yeah. Everybody has their four points?
Yeah. Can we have our points?
Is there anybody without 4 points?
We have a point.
You're already 8 minutes and
way
over.
Actually, we should do. What do you have yet? There's nothing beyond Krishna. That's a point and a principle. There's nothing beyond Krishna is one of the points. There's nothing beyond Krishna.
What's beyond Krishna?
Nothing. And that's also a timeless principle. And we have other things like about cell groups. We have also discussed that it's necessary in order to spread our movement to the people. This thing.
You should make one of your points something about this self-reaching, something about the preaching we've been discussing in these 5 days. If you can, another quote, just so we can also hear something about
this. This is also nourishment, cultivating, and propagation.
And what is our goal?
That's just to inspire us. We should not discuss about this. It's just to stimulate memory and thought, that we remember. Then comes the next. Any other point, please? Let us try to do it this time the way it is described there. What is the most memorable point of the cell group? What is memorable? Please, anyone.
How is this called, this word?
Inundation. Yeah. Okay. Now let us see if there are some points on inundation. That is the thing. I think, yes, as the Mayapur project overflooded by the river Ganga, so the people will become inundated with Krishna consciousness by this thing of flooding Krishna, flooding Krishna consciousness. And now, please, is there a principle which you see?
Do it. Just do it.
Anyone else?
Each one gives one.
Yo, very good. That's very good. Each one teach one. Let us write this down. With this we can. No, but the thing is, we did not really have it. We have every point like this. So inundation, then you can say. A point? What was the point? I remember. Keynote points on inundation.
Necessary in order to spread the movement.
Necessary to spread the movement. Yes, that goes here. And then this is each one is a principle. Anything else? We still have time. Who has not said anything? Our guest.
I'm very
you
quiet. Extremely quiet.
Yeah, our guest is shy. Oh, yes. Let us break his shy. How did you like the kirtan?
Oh, that was a very nice experience. So I understood what he meant why he was preaching to me so enthusiastically. Yeah, yeah. First of all, it was strange to me, but now I understand. There is really something more than drugs and beer.
Write this down. Our guest felt inspired by the experience more than the word.
Okay, we're going to go on now. If somebody is behind, you're going to have to catch up in the next period. Because now we can understand you're late. So we're going to do understanding. See this devotee here? It's a saffron brain. The gears are really moving. Now we have here, what? Now you go through the points. Now because of time, you're only going to get 5 minutes. So you read each point. If you don't have a point, then you better find it. There's a couple of groups still behind. So you read out the point and then you get, remember now the trainee leader has become much more experienced. He's about ready. So now the group leader is going to let the trainee leader do this one and see whether he's able to do it. And so what we have to do here, we have to find what were some of the examples given to illustrate the points. You read out your point and you say, does anyone, what example can you remember that you can share about this point? And then also, any new insights into the point? You know the difference between an example and an insight? An example is like a story. Like there was example today about Mayavadis, about the lady who wrote a letter. That's like an example. An insight is like a realization, a new kind of a revelation about something where you didn't hear before. What's a good example of an insight from the class today?
These Mayavadis have such a Mayavadi filter that they hear about Krishna, but they interpret it in a totally Mayavadi way.
It's like they're wearing special Mayavadi sunglasses. Whatever they see comes out Mayavadi. Okay? So that's an insight. Sometimes the difference between the two is, but that's not important. It's not like you have to either be an example or insight. It could be both. There are just suggestions what to ask. It's not like, okay, what's the examples? And it's very informal. The idea is to get people to remember. It could be an insight. It could be an example. This is just a friendly thing to stay on the topic. The main thing is that they don't get off the topic yet. You want to still focus on the point. You read out the point, and then so, okay, any insights or examples you have that you'd like to share. The idea is just to promote a greater understanding. This will bring the memory back and everyone will be really focused. Okay? So this one, the last one was 5 minutes, went 15, 16. So this one we have to go only 5. Because we want more time for application. That's the fun.
So we can take the first point here. There is nothing beyond Krishna. So somebody has some examples to illustrate that there is nothing beyond Krishna. Something which is illustrating that point, that there's that nothing beyond Krishna.
Yes, we have to talk. The understanding means really also something totally new. I would say just like there's only one sun in our universe, there's only one Krishna. And just like the sun gives power to all the stars, it is Krishna really who gives, who empowers the mighty different beings in the other universe.
This is a new point, isn't it? I don't know if we should bring in new points or
anything. What were some of the examples? Yes, you have corrected. Yes, this is your job now. Yes. So go on. I'm only a new member here. I speculated something. Sorry.
Shodamai saw, Lord's mouth also, Lord Krishna's mouth also. She saw many things in his mouth. All the
universe.
So that also we can understand.
Yeah, so we can bring up...
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Didn't you bring up something for example, in the verse itself in Bhagavad Gita, just like the pearls are thrown in one thread. This is an example that everything is resting on Krishna.
Yes,
an example. Yeah, sun and pearls. On a thread.
So let us keep the discussion. Look,
what about some example of why this point we made about self-preaching?
Yeah, why not this?
Some practical?
Because it's practical.
Yes.
Someone had practical examples?
What were some of the examples given to illustrate the point?
I'm still not convinced.
But Lord Chaitanya said
it. Yeah, we have to inundate the world, but this is so complicated. And our congregation there don't want to take responsibility. They are eternal guests coming since years.
Which principle are you speaking of now?
Putting in practice this self-preaching to inundate the Krishna consciousness.
Necessity.
Okay. Yeah, necessity.
Mm-hmm. So examples.
One example already was Pranaya.
Yeah. Right.
Cloud is coming. Covering everything.
Another, yes. Yes.
I think people have to be happy, so we can maybe offer something to this that people really can become happy.
Yeah. What are some of the examples given to illustrate the point? That about your happiness point? Everyone who chanted Gauranga was happy.
Lord Chaitanya also said it.
I think also what was a good example was the natural growth of a tree which he gave. So if you nourish the Krishna consciousness, the plant of your Krishna consciousness, if it grow naturally, that would be an example. Then, were there any new insights into the point?
That's seconds.
No insights into the Namhata Sergu preaching? Anyone? No? Yeah.
I thought about inundation. I thought about when the water is coming, like a flood, and everything is covered in the same way, when we are very enthusiastic and we are going to people like a flood, they are willing or not, they will take it.
Yeah.
The point is, if we come together, then there is more inspiration also.
More inspiration when we come together. That's a new insight, yes, wonderful insight. Insight is something which is totally new, which you have, like, cling, and so on. Avoid disagreements and stay on terms. That's all right. All right. Any other insight?
Ready?
Yes.
So now you've all understood
now we go to the next one. This is?
Actually take, yeah.
Yeah,
about 10 minutes each. Each then the application is about 20 minutes.
And how long is the whole meeting?
2 hours.
Two hours.
prasad at the end, the last 10 minutes. They want to go and stay longer, that's it, but they can leave it.
About 2 hours.
Yeah.
How often do you
meet? Once a week, in the week, during the week, weekday, apart from the... Okay, application. This is, now you get to, you discuss each point, and on that point, what special realization did the discovered point give any of you? This is like one of the type of, these are types of questions you're going to ask. These are just to give, because it could be a realization as an application. Oh, when I heard this, I realized that Mayavad is very much, very dangerous and something, you know, whatever. You can get whatever realization, it's just informal sharing. How are you inspired to apply this knowledge in daily life? Oh, after hearing this program about the Namhata Bhakti Branch Group, I definitely want to stay in this program my whole life. Something like that. What of the point touched you? I was really touched how Maharaj was taking the time to reply to this lady's letter. You know, something could be very even sentimental, but you know, this is something that touched you. It's all right. This point really touched me, you know. So touching means, you know, touch your heart. If you want to, you can join any group. Share a personal experience this point brought to light in you. By hearing this pastime, I was reminded that when I was preaching in Berlin, I met this one person who was a really pakka Mayavadi. And every time he would take water, he would say, Om, I am this water. I am God. Something, anyway. Then I gave him Charanamrita and he became a devotee. Someone may say, have a supporting example they want to give. So, now, when the supporting example should be according to Sadhu Shastra Guru. If it's a scripture, if someone said this is scripture, then you want to keep it to the bona fide. If it's their own personal, yeah, that's another thing. But if they're saying this is a supporting example from some scripture or something, then they can also give that. That's another thing. The idea here is now you want everyone to participate, apply the teaching, and open their heart and realize deeply. Now, for the bigger groups here, we have some bigger groups which have over 9 people. So the bigger groups, even any group if you want. You see, the smaller group, it's not such a problem. But bigger groups, sometimes people like this guest over here, it looks like he's falling asleep. He's getting lost in the crowd. So what you can do is divide up the group into two, and you give 2 subjects to the trainee leader to discuss with half, and the other half will discuss with the leader the other 2 topics. That way you'll get more fun, I mean more time to discuss even. And that way nobody can sleep because there will be fewer people means you can't escape. But you can do that. You can meet. It's optional. So you groups here are not
like
that
this?
Big.
You
it's
take care of this group. I take care of this group. We want to talk about Bhakti branch group. Okay?
So, and now you want to note down the conclusions. And you want to read each of your, what you're going to, after this, we'll have you read out. What was the point you discovered? And what were the applications? The highlight. Conclusion mean like the highlights, not all the details. But the essence, which will be, because you'll be reporting to the other half of the group, or the rest of us, so we can get, and the highlights are what you'll be, the group will send in to the office, the temple office. Yeah, you'll be sending in the highlights, the conclusion of your realization into the Namhat director every week.
That way you can know what, if they get some part of realization.
What special realization did they discover? What special realization did the discovered point give you? We discovered, for instance, that this is really the way to spread Krishna consciousness. Now, that was a discovered point. What realizations did you get, any one of you? Tell something truthful.
It's only possibility to spread Krishna consciousness in acceptable.
I give you a secret. When you ask someone a question, ask it in such a way they can't reply yes or no. What realization? Do you have a realization? No. Can you share something with us? No. Then, you know, it's like you can all sit there and So you ask it, what would you like to share with us? What realization do you have? So they can't say no. You know, they have to, it's to help their brain to think. Sometimes you call this kick-starting the brain.
Okay.
Yes. You like to join in one of the groups?
Krishna Maya's realization.
Any other realization?
I will. What realization did you have?
We have to start.
We have to start
this program.
Okay.
We have to do it or to start. Yeah,
start. Huh? Another realization. Sanatana Yogi.
I like to also connect with the high-level temple. I saw how devotees like Kora Bhavini, Titanga, Gaveshi, how he cultivated Gaveshi, and then he cultivated his brother and his wife. So then they become they become group, and then they have next, like the next family members they invited. So they have like big group. That's so practical. So and then they become, then they come every day to temple. So I see how they practice. So this is the beginning, but actually this is my realization. This is theoretical, this is how it's so practical.
Yeah, so that it really works practically.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Maybe really only works. 1.5-2 years.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to the next point. How are you?
Maharaj, you'd like to tell tell what the point you discovered and some of the conclusions of the...
So our point was inundation. We were talking about cell problem. Talking about inundation.
Very nice.
So we get like realizations. So this is the only way to spread Krishna consciousness, only accessible way. We have to start, and it really works.
Hariva.
Then there was inspiration, just each one teach one, and to preach on this way, to share the knowledge, and then looking for leaders and devotees who are inspired to do it. So that was like inspiration. And then there was like touch, what was touching us, it was like we were all touched by dedication of His Holiness Srila Jayapataka Swami and His sincerity to do it. Then Srila Sachina Maharaj, he was touched by mercy of Lord Chaitanya to really want to save all the...
Go!
And also by determination of Jayapataka Maharaj and experience, we have already things working like in Berlin or in Heidelberg. There are people from congregation who are now initiated devotees and all families are initiated.
Very good. Okay, the trainee has also...
Our point is about the class from the morning.
Very nice.
Jayadvita Swami. And the point is that there is nothing beyond Krishna.
Hariva.
And it's not complete, our thing.
And there's actually very little time, but just to get a taste.
Yeah. So the realization one person had that we should become servant of Krishna. Otherwise we will be in Maya.
Very good.
Because he's the greatest, like that. And the application in life that one person wanted to see how everything is connected with him. Yeah, for example, if you see a beautiful landscape, then that's only a little spark of Krishna's splendor.
Bah! Sadhu!
And then there was some personal experience about this, that one person, he met a man on the street the other day, and this man told him that he is God. And then this devotee had asked him, "Can you show me your universal form?" And then the man answered that you have no eyes to see it. This was everything.
But Krishna gave the eyes to see to Arjuna.
Yes. But then he can say that you have to become my devotee first.
Anyone who claims to be God, he has to show it. Otherwise, how can I be your devotee? Okay, very good. Will it reach to the other group? Okay. Watch out. Saraswati.
So it's a little mixed up because we changed in the middle of the...
So you take one point.
One point was that real tolerance is based on absolute scientific knowledge. Otherwise, tolerance is in the mode of ignorance. And one realization was that it is violent not to tell people the truth. And then There were some realizations also about Mayavadis, about the Indians, the reason why the Indians, why we don't, that we, yeah, one point was remembered that we many times don't preach to the Indians strong enough. And one reason why the Indians are so scared that we expose that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead could be that they have been indoctrinated to believe that materialism is the highest by the Westerners, and so to disagree with materialistic principles, which impersonalism also is, they don't have enough confidence because inclination.
That's all right. Really good. Really good. Hare Krishna. Very nice point. For this is group number B. Big hand there for group B. You ready?
We picked the same subject as the first group, and I just pick also one point because we shifted subjects in between. We were discussing then the video that we presented yesterday, and so one of the main points was that we actually understood, or what impressed us most was the participation of so many people, and the realization is that a Krishna consciousness is actually a chance for everybody, because the other realizations is that actually a change or a shift of paradigm took place, because many of us thought this is only applicable in India or other countries where it is easier, and now we see that this is a system that actually works, and people who are really inspired to participate, they feel they want to get involved in this because they saw how it practically works. And so we thought some of the examples, or some were sharing personal experience, how it also it already started, how we preach to people, and how they gradually develop and much greater interest, and actually with time they become initiated devotees. And we also drew a parallel an example to support this. We were thinking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he started this 500 years ago, and it worked then. And so we actually saw a chance on how to do this in our culture as well.
Hari Bol. Big hand here for Group D.
So we also in our small group discussed about challenge the Mayavadis, and we came to the conclusion that this Vaishnava philosophy is the best. We have the best philosophy of all. So, also this, we discussed this lecture this morning, that we heard very solid and concrete arguments to defeat the Mayavadis. They were very nicely presented, so that everybody felt very secure and confident and encouraged to present this wonderful philosophy of personalism to the public. And in the daily life. So the conclusion was, in any way, that the Shastric reference was the Prabhupada defeating the Mayavada philosophy, mentioning the point of Radha Krishna, that although Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says that me, and he says aham all the time, referring that he is a person, but Radha Krishna is interpreting that to mean that it's not the Krishna, which is referred in the Bhagavad Gita, the person, but is the Brahman, the oneness inside. So that was one way how Prabhupada defeated this Mayavada philosophy, and like many other points. So we felt very confident to try to apply this.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Our trainee leader here in this group had done very good, learned very quickly in such a short time. This group is ready to multiply, I think.
We was discussing about the lecture in the morning about the Mayavadi philosophy, and we found the point that it is necessary to preach according time, place and circumstances. And we have just in the group the experience that one member of the group left earlier because the junior preacher was preaching too heavily to her. And so we feel really it's necessary to go deeper in this point. And then we started with the personal experience.
and that we have there we have two. The one member told about how he was preaching to his own father, so he was he's coming to Krishna consciousness, and then he immediately go to his father and expected him to become immediately sannyas, no, vegetarian the next day, and he was preaching like that. And the father, of course, he was quite a bit disturbed. And the other one was Amavasya. They made the point when she comes to Krishna consciousness, yes, she was quite some months nobody spoke with her, and it was quite right in that moment, because she was against everything, and though if somebody had talked to her, she would be completely out or something like that. And though we come to the point...
I didn't understand that point. The point didn't make... was not understandable.
Aha, she was coming to such a group when she first came to Krishna consciousness, and then she was sitting in the group and nobody speak to her.
That was good or bad?
No, that was good for her. Nobody preached to her because she was really a bit against Krishna consciousness, and though if somebody would have preached to her, so she would... it would be too much, yes. But so she can hear for some time, and then when the moment was correct, or the best moment... Then
it sounds like one of the peas. You just let them take more time.
Yes. And so that was also the point, how we can do it in the daily life. We figured out that we have to be very sensitive to each person, not to pull over our ideas, but to see which person has the need, no, which need. Somebody comes and wants to immediately be taken care about, and the other one to be quiet. They want to stay alone. And so we in our daily life, and perhaps in our further meeting, we want to increase the sensibility for preaching to others.
Very good. Hare Krishna. Loud applause. The last group.
Hare Krishna. We are already a very good working cell group. We have developed a great friendship. It will be difficult to leave after. So we also discussed about Mayavad philosophy, and the conclusion is we had a big exchange of arguments, and we got a great inspiration to go to preach these points, because we realized also that the devotees are practically the only persons who have this concept that there exists something as Mayavad philosophy, because all others, they think, is everything one, so they don't even know the difference. There are different philosophies. Especially we realize that the impetus for going to preach personal philosophy was a very great thankfulness towards Srila Prabhupada, that because when we met Krishna consciousness, we didn't heard of all this mess of Hinduism and this big mess of philosophy, mostly of us. We didn't know anything, and we got a very clear idea of spiritual life. We didn't had to learn so many strange things. So this gave us a very great impetus, this sentiment of thankfulness towards Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the whole philosophy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. May a hand for everybody. Wonderful.